I have to celebrate you, baby. I have to praise you like I should.
Hello, this is DJ Sammy K, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome everybody to the show. We have a guest on air today.
Hello, I'm a guest. My name is Michael. How's it going?
It's going well. How are you doing?
Doing all right. I'm very excited to be here on Sammy K's Super Fun Tune Times.
Of course, of course. We're gonna have a good time tonight. As usual. So the first song you all heard was Praise You by Fatboy Slim, which, yeah, good song.
Yeah, I like it. I hadn't heard it, but it sounds good.
Yeah, it does sound good. Actually, we talked about it in my music technology and digital culture class last year.
Oh, really?
Which was pretty interesting.
I meant to ask you about that at some point. Because I remember I was looking at it a little while ago and I never followed up with it, but like, did you enjoy the class?
Yeah, it was a really cool class. We covered a lot of stuff, like a lot of technology stuff about and history.
Some digital.
Yeah, like, well, the digital stuff was at the end of the class, but there was still a lot of, like, we talked a lot about like how recording changed everything.
Oh, we're doing that right now in my music engineering class.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Oh, I think... Are the mics at the right level? I'm, like, looking at the thing over there. Wait, you talk?
Hello?
Hello?
Should I keep going up here on this dot, on this thing?
No, you're fine. It's fine. It's whatever.
Yeah, I think it's fine. well,
I was looking at the levels.
So yeah, I see. Oh,
this is interesting.
Yeah, it's fine. We can work with that.
We got it.
Yeah. So, yeah, recording.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing. It started like wax cylinders, and then it moved into other things. It actually started with tinfoil. Okay, here's the deal. Who was the guy who first invented recording technology?
Benjamin Franklin.
No.
I forget.
A lot of people think it's Edison, but it wasn't Edison.
No.
Edison invented the phonograph in 1887, and it was able to record music and play it back. But the first actual recording of music was in 1857 by this French dude.
Oh.
30 years earlier.
Wow.
But there's no way to play it back. So Edison is credited with it, but it really wasn't him.
Hmm. Interesting.
I mean, I think so.
Yeah, no, I think it's interesting. No, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I just got a word from someone who's listening right now. Shout out to Bobby. He said the audio is fine on his end.
Oh, thanks, Bobby.
Yeah, so looks like we're good. So I'll continue with the next song. The next song is The Palisades by Childish Gambino. Please enjoy.
Yeah. Look what this feeling has done to me. There's something deep in the air. Just holding hands, let me come to me. Oh. Understand what I'm saying. You won't end up in the lost and found. No.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
So you just heard The Palisades by Childish Gambino, as I said earlier. So we are going to change gears a little bit right now. We're going to play some music from Juanes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Colombia.
Yeah, from Colombia, a Hispanic pop artist.
Yeah, Juanes.
Juanes.
Okay, so we used to listen to him. I mean, you've been listening to him now because of Spanish class, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so, like, I first heard him when I was in Spanish class in high school. Mm-hmm. And, like, my professor, or my teacher, because there were teachers in high school, he would, like, give us these, like, lyric sheets, and they'd, like, have blanks in them.
Oh, that's so, what we did.
Yeah, it's like, fun. You get to, like, listen to music and, like, try to fill in the lyrics. It's, yeah. Like, it's hard, but, like,
it's
fun.
Very hard. I didn't get, actually, the song that we're going to play first, Adios Lepido. I did not get, like, any of the words. It was too fast.
It's, like, it's really hard, but, like, it's fun. No, but, yeah, we would do that, and then, yeah. So, if I remember correctly, Juanes is, like, he was, like, really big. He was, like, really, really big in, like, the mid-2000s when, like, rock revival was happening. Like, that's when he got, like, his breakthrough.
Mm-hmm.
Because is that, like, his first album is, like, La Sangre or something, right?
Mi Sangre.
Yeah, Mi Sangre. My Blood.
Yeah. yeah, that's 2004, and then Un Día Normal is from 2002, actually. Wow.
Really? Oh, interesting.
Way back.
I guess I was off on my history there.
Yeah, off on your Juanes history, but that's okay.
I only follow him on Instagram. Like, I...
Yeah. Yeah, it was actually funny, because we watched the video in class for the music video, and, like, he looks so different now than he used to.
With, like, his long hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. His actually, teenage heartthrob look.
Yeah, exactly. The video was actually really wild.
Really?
Yeah.
The one for Volverte a Ver is strange.
Really?
There's, like, a tree, I think, and, like, she, like, drowns, like, in oil or something.
Interesting.
I think. It's been years, man.
Yeah, this one was crazy, but, yeah, without further ado.
Juanes.
Juanes. Adios, Lepido.
Con la luz de tu mirada yo
a Dios le pido
que mi madre no se muera y que mi padre me recuerde.
A Dios le pido
que te quedes a mi lado y que más nunca te me vayas, mi vida.
A Dios le pido
que mi alma no descanse cuando de amarte se trate, mi cielo.
A Dios le pido
por los días que me quedan y las noches que aún no llegan yo.
A Dios le pido
por los hijos de mis hijos y los hijos de tus hijos.
A Dios le pido
que mi pueblo no derrame tanta sangre y se levante mi gente.
A Dios le pido
que mi alma no descanse cuando de amarte se trate, mi cielo.
A Dios le pido
un segundo más de vida para darte y mi corazón entero entregarte. Un segundo más de vida para darte y a tu lado para siempre yo quedarme.
Que si me muero sea de amor y
pido.
So after Adios Le Pido, you just heard La Camisa Negra by the one and only Juanes.
Juanes. I like that he's got one name.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, my professor was actually explaining how he did that. It was his first name combined with ES from, I believe it's his last name. So
Juan. Juanes.
Yeah, pretty clever.
I like that.
Yeah.
Very original.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. All right. So, hope you enjoyed some of that great music. So, next up we have Doses and Mimosas by Cherub.
Quite the transition there, Sam.
Yeah. It's a good song, so I just wanted to share it with all the listeners out there. So
yeah, listeners, this one's for you.
All right. Enjoy this.
Mm-hmm.
time. You gotta give them a hop.
Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock.
Okay. You just heard 4 minutes by Madonna featuring Justin Timberlake and Timbaland. Great song by Madonna.
Yeah, speaking of people who only have one name. Madonna.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't even know what her last name is. I don't even know if that is that even her first name? I have no idea.
I don't think so. The Madonna was like the Virgin Mary, right?
Oh, yeah, duh. Yeah, that makes sense.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, the Madonna, yeah. Yeah, so that's just like a nice childhood hit that...
Yeah. When did that come out?
I think that was... Oh, 2009, according to Spotify here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was...
Classic.
Yeah, great time for...
That's a real bop.
Yeah. Yeah. We're gonna shift gears again, play some electronic music. So, here you go.
There's a train.
Yeah, that's just the train. So, that wasn't the song, but the song will be starting now.
Take me down.
All right, you just heard All We Need by Odessa, followed by Boy by Odessa. Two great Odessa songs. So it is now 1:37 a.m.
You know what that means.
Yeah, it is time for the scheduled PSA.
Yep, yep.
So...
Should we walk through how we're doing this, Sam?
Yeah, so the PSA that we have chosen for tonight is a...
It's a duet.
It's a duet PSA, yeah. So it's a dialogue with two people.
Yeah, we got two characters here.
Two characters. I will be playing the role of Karen.
And I will be Laura and sound effects.
Yes.
Yes, so it begins... Chirp, 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 ha, ha, ha,
chirp, 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 chirp. Welcome back. How was the trip to the river?
Oh, it was just fantastic.
Lucky you, not being around for all of that rain.
It sure looked like a lot of runoff. Anyways, I've got to get going. Let's catch up soon.
Sounds good.
Arf, 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 arf. Bark, bark. Woof, woof, woof.
Hey, wait, you've got to make sure you pick that up.
Really? But no kids play in this part of the neighborhood, and it's decompostable, isn't it?
True, but all of that rain and stormwater runoff will pick up things like fertilizer, pesticides, trash, and dog waste, which go down the nearest drains and waterways and end up in streams, lakes, and rivers.
Make sure you pick up dog waste
to keep bacteria out of our water. We want to keep it swimmable and boatable. Wouldn't want Buddy putting a damper on your next trip to the local river.
Arf, bark, bark, arf, arf.
Brought to you by the Missing River Watershed Association.
Yeah, bravo, brava. Way to go.
So hope you enjoyed that.
Yeah, so make sure you pick PSA. Up your dog poop. If your dog poops, you got to pick it up.
Yeah, on your next trip to the river.
That's the moral of that story.
Yes. All right, so we will keep going with the music. And next up, we have a song requested by Michael.
Yeah. This is a song by a band that I very much enjoy. It's called the band is called The Greening Committee. Mm-hmm. I listen to a lot of their music. I first started listening to them last year when their LP came out. This is it. Very good LP. Highly recommend it. They just came out with an EP earlier this year. It's called I'm Afraid I'm Not Angry. This particular song comes off of an EP they released 2 years ago, I think, 2017. It's called She's a Gun. What's the name of that EP?
Meeting People is Easy.
Yeah, there we go. This is a great song. I'm really looking forward to hearing it on these monitors.
Mm-hmm.
This will be a blast.
Yeah, it will be.
And I hope you all enjoy listening to it in your respective places.
That's right. All right. Here you go. Okay. You just heard Lacrimosa by Mozart. Always
good guy.
Yeah, always a classic song. You know, we actually played it in our orchestra, symphony orchestra in high school senior year.
Nice.
Which was a blast. Actually, we played it mostly because of Nathan, because he told the director.
Really?
Yeah, he recommended it to him.
Classic.
So, yeah.
Sammy K, cello, tune times.
Yeah, that's right. Pro on the cello.
Sammy K is super cello tune times.
Yeah, not anymore though, unfortunately.
No, rest in peace the cello.
Yeah, rest in peace. Although it's still sitting in my house.
Oh, so not rest in peace. It's dormant.
Yeah, it's
Mount
dormant.
Vesuvius.
It's waiting for the next person to pick it up and play it. Which could be me, I don't know.
Could be you, listeners at home.
Could be you.
Call in if you're looking for a cello.
Yeah. So anyway, great song. Yeah, so there are 12 minutes left in the show, so we've got time for a few more songs. So the next one up is from Chance the Rapper's Coloring Book, the first song on the album, All We Got, featuring Kanye West and the Chicago something something choir. Nice. Choir. It's a choir. So it's a good song. So please enjoy.
Tryna turn my baby mama to my fiance. She like music, she from Houston, like Auntie Yonce. Man, my daughter couldn't have a better mother. If she ever find another, he better love her. Man, I swear my life is perfect, I can merge it. If I die, I'll probably cry in my own service. It was a dream, you cannot mess with the pin. This is like this many rings, y'all know what I mean. This for the kids of the king of all kings. This is the homiest thing. This is the beat that played under the word. This is the sheep that ain't like what it heard. This is officially first, this is the third.
This is the
talk to the serpent. That's a holistic discernment. Daddy said I'm so determined. Told me these goofies can't hurt me. I just might make me some Earl tea. I was baptized like we're early. I might get Satan and swirly. Wish I could tell you it's ready. Tell you it's ready today. They don't give nothing away. You gotta fight for your way. But that don't take nothing away. Cause at the end of the day,
music is all we got.
Music is all we got.
Rhythm is all we got. So we might as well give it all we got.
Gotta think about my oldest friends. Now I no longer hang with them, and I can't wait to be home again. I had a year that nearly sent me off the edge. I feel like a five, I can't pretend. But if I get my shit together this year, maybe I'll be a ten. Help myself a little better, cause it's getting tiring, and I can't wait for the summer. I'm gonna need a moment. I did it again, I did it again. No control over my emotions. 1 year on and I still can't focus. I did it again, yeah, I did it again. 12 rounds in, fighting solo, but nobody wins when it ends. We'll be placing memories in frames, inviting people round to stay, and always owning up to things. Cause after all, I guess it all depends upon the people you choose and where you're from. If so, I've been so lucky so far, it's outrageous. I won't complain, give myself a little credit since I dealt with all the pain. Yeah, I turned superhero. Strength to carry on, and though it's still hard work to find the words, I'm still gonna write this fucking song. Cause after all, I guess it all depends upon the people you choose and where you're from.
Okay, you just heard 10/10 by Rex Orange County from his latest album, Pony, which came out a couple weeks ago.
Nice.
Yeah, so I haven't listened to a lot of his music, but I just saw that this album just came out, and this is actually the first song, so I listened to this.
The first song on the album.
Yeah, and then I liked it, and then I added it to my playlist, and then I didn't keep listening. I should have though.
Alright, I'm gonna look up what other songs he has. Wait, is that 10? Alright, wait. So now this is my first listening to the song.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's, having listened to it a few more times than I have, is that 10 out of 10? Is it October 10th? Is it just 10/10? Like, what's the significance of the title?
See, actually, I mean,
what's the lyric poetry there?
I'm not completely sure. That's why I just said 10/10. So I just didn't want to. It's probably 10 out of 10, to be honest. That's what it sounded like in the song. I wasn't really paying close attention to the lyrics, because I don't know. I definitely should have been, but I couldn't. I don't know if I noticed. I think it was 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. That would make sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so other music by Rex Orange County.
I just looked it up. I didn't recognize anything.
Yeah, there's one song called Sunflower, which I know. But that's it, honestly. That's the only other... Yeah, I should definitely listen to more of his music.
I liked the song that you played, so I'm going to have to check him out.
Yeah, you should. Glad you liked it. All right, so...
Yeah, you're in the time.
Yeah.
We're in the red zone. NFL red zone.
We are in the red zone. Thank you all for tuning in tonight. We've got one more song for you.
Yeah.
You've
been listening to Sammy K and Michael.
And Michael, yes.
Here on Sammy K's Super Fun Tune Times.
Mm-hmm.
On 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Tune in next week.
Yeah, tune in next week.
Same time.
Same time, 1 a.m. to 2 a.m.
You'll hear Sam.
Actually, don't tune in next week because I'll be...
Oh, don't tune in next week.
It's, actually...
All right, wait, no, you can tune in next week.
Yes.
But...
But I won't be here because it's Thanksgiving break, so...
Yeah.
Someone else may be here.
Yeah, or you can tune in later today.
You can.
At 2 p.m. when I will be here by myself doing my show, The Clubhouse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that'll be a good time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you should all do that.
Yeah, each and every one of you at home.
Yes. All right.
Yeah, but thank you for listening to
yes.
this show.
thank you for listening. The last song is called Tongues by Joywave. So do enjoy, and I'll see you in 2 weeks.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
Drugs were off.